You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, what's up? Everybody, I want you guys to understand what the Illuminati means by I can't believe that this is my life. It's because they've seen what happens behind the scenes to children who do not get to have this life. And the women that don't get to have this type of life, they know. So they're like in public, covering one eye, mainly with money usually. Whenever they have a lot of money, they put it over one eye and they say, I can't believe that this is my life. I can't believe it. This is my life. I just can't get over how great this is. This is my life. So let me ask you a question. That's you putting up with the fact that all that is going on behind the scenes? Oh, okay. So you're just appreciative that you have the life you do have, and you should just appreciate that, and that's it, right? That you shouldn't speak out about what's going on, right? Because what, they'll come after you? What, are you not smart enough to do something about this? See, that's what I don't understand. You don't find a way to get this out into the public. You would just rather sit there and allow this to keep going on. Because you're basically paid to shut the hell up and to not say anything about it. And it's wrong, it's rotten, and you should be very ashamed of yourselves. There's a lot of things that the Illuminati says. There are so many things that the Illuminati sits around and says that you don't pick up on the first time until you understand and you know what they're doing. Once you understand and you start to realize what they're doing, you're like, oh my God. So I found this Masonic temple and it says not to trespass. Why? What are you hiding? What's in there that you don't want me to see? It's not the fact that someone like me or someone who cares like the way I do would vandalize something. It's that you're hiding something. You don't want someone to break in and find out what you're doing. What do you got to hide in there, huh? Why don't you send a camera crew in there? Why don't you show the public what you're doing? You nasty son of a bitch. Show us. I think that it's out there already. We already know what you're doing. It's in the public eye. You can't hide it anymore. So just tell us, show us what you're doing. You've already got this team behind you. What are you so scared of? Huh, kumquat? What are you so scared to show us? Are you afraid that the public will lynch you? That the public will come and destroy you? Destroy your house? Because it definitely ain't a house of God. And you may call it a house of God, but we all know that it's Luciferian worship. We've all seen this Lucifer's pizza. Like, how much more into the public eye do you have to get until we start tearing you down? I really want to know, what do you think you're hiding? Are you hiding people up there on the top floor? Are you hiding victims? What do you got? I want to know. Because we all know that this isn't just a joke. This is for real. They really got kidnapped victims. They've really got babies they're sacrificing. It's nasty. There are things that the Illuminati says and does that you don't really comprehend until it's explained to you. Think about all these wildfires that are happening. I would just like to take a second to say that my heart goes out to all the people who are being kidnapped during all these tragedies that are going on. California wildfires, school shootings. Oh, yeah. That brings me to another point. I finally got to ask what goes on during a school shooting drill. What is a school shooting drill? Ho, parents, wait until you find out what happens during a school shooting drill. And wait until you understand what this means. You will be pissed. Not only will you be pissed, but you will fear your child going to school. Public school. It will freak you out. Those who are faint of heart, please leave this podcast. Stop listening. Please, if you don't want your life to be destroyed right now, stop listening. Because once you learn this, you can't unlearn it, and it will forever be in your head. And you will hate the fact that you know this, and you will want to do something about it. So if that's not you, you have now had a fair warning, and you should click away from this podcast. Because this is what's happening. You remember fire drills? Where the whole school goes outside in a single file line, and y'all line up outside, and everybody's accounted for? You remember how that happened? Well, a school shooter drill, is nothing like that. They are told to cover up the windows, cover up the glass in the door, and lock the door. Turn off the lights. So then you're forced, now let's say you're a student, okay? You're now forced to sit in this room, listen to all the audio of whatever's going on out in the hallway. You're not allowed to let anybody in the door. Let's say there are victims out there trying to get in, right? They've got people in the hallway, right? They've got the people they picked to be victims in the hallways, right? But that's besides the fact. We're talking about the drill itself, okay? You're now forced to listen to this outside, right? But this is all besides the fact. We're just talking about the drill. So, that's all you do. That's it. You cover up the windows and you lock the doors. That's it. That's basically it. Why is this important? Why am I telling you this? Because your child, who has now locked themselves in a cubbyhole, basically, can now no longer give a full testimony about what happened. They cannot testify. They didn't see anything. They may have heard something, but they couldn't see anything. They are now no longer a witness. They cannot be a credible witness about what happened. I want you to really think about that. They are teaching your child to put their head in the sand, like an ostrich. To be willingly untestifiable. They cannot give a statement. They can't talk to the news. They couldn't tell you what happened. Because guess what? They blackened up the windows and locked the doors. Because face it, shooter ain't coming in that room. If a shooter wants to break down a door, it's a deadbolt lock. They'll break down that door. You can kick in that door. Ain't nobody kicking in them doors. Because what is interesting them is not in those rooms. It's in the hallways. What's happening is in the hallways, folks. It's not in the classroom. Now, don't get me wrong. What's wrong with these drills is happening in the classroom. But to tell you the truth, it's not what's in the classroom that you need to worry about. It's the fact that, one, there's nobody able to testify. Two, the people who do go into the media and testify, they're placed there. They're what's known as a, I guess you could call it a patsy. Not really a patsy, though. But they're people who generally, like David Hogg, for example, rode his bike for miles and miles and miles, whipped out his camera and started filming, right? But A, was not a victim. B, is not a credible witness because he's lying. And C, is somebody related to FBI, CIA, or whatever, right? He comes from that background. I want you to really think about this. These kids who are going in the media and testifying and doing a really crap job at giving eyewitness accounts, because face it, they're lying. They are not telling you the truth. But they'll give you, but all these kids, right? They'll give you a band that, like, you know those rubber bands that go around your arm that says a statement? They could be a colored one. In this case, they're green. And it says the Sandy Hook Promise. Yeah, I got your Sandy Hook Promise right here, buddy. Right here. And you can guess where my hand is at. Right here. The Sandy Hook Promise. Oh, we promise. We promise that we'll protect you. Or whatever, right? We promise that we'll come in your school and human traffic all the pretty girls. All the ones who are insecure. How nasty is that, bro? You better love the people around you, because you never know whenever somebody will come into your school, pretend to shoot it up, have you lock yourself inside the room, and you might just lose your insecure girlfriend that you love so very much. Folks, school ain't what it used to be. Hell, maybe they were recruiting back in school a long time ago, different ways, but it has definitely evolved into mass shootings. Because let's face it, there ain't nobody in the world who jumps up and decides one morning, I want to shoot up a school. I want to shoot up a school and kidnap people. Dude, get out of here. In all my years of going to school, not once have I ever heard somebody say, I want to shoot up a school. Not once has anybody ever gone and shot up a school in all my years of schooling. Never. Not once. Not once have I had a school that caught fire. Not once. Not once have I seen a school burn down to the ground. Not once. And I guarantee you now, I'll never see somebody shoot up a school, because it's not happening. That ain't the truth. That ain't what's up, folks. What's up is the fact that people are getting kidnapped. Kids are getting kidnapped. They're fake shootings. I don't care how you come up with it. They are fake shootings. These shootings are fake. School shootings are hoaxes, my friends. Just like 9/11. Think about it. Just like 9/11. All these mass shootings, they're fake. Church shootings, they're fake. It's all the same script. They have placed bank on this script, and they just keep changing minor details about it, but they keep the same script. Because you know why? They don't have talented script writers like me writing a script for them. Think about it, folks. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody's done it.